Catholic vitamins, vitamin J, Jewish roots, as we welcome back Cheryl Dickow, episode 39.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace the change that has taken place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
It's Deacon Tom.
And Dee.
We're glad to be back with you again. Beginning to feel like the early part of summer here, isn't it?
Starting to warm up, finally.
Yeah. You're going to be going to where it could be hot and humid.
Oh, I'm not really looking forward to that part of this visit.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Welcome to Catholic Vitamins. And as you heard our beautiful announcer, Vanna, say at the beginning...
Did I turn the letters nicely?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Tell us what the vitamin is.
The vitamin is J, Jewish roots.
I think this is going to be interesting. And I don't want to make this sound like bragging, but I am so pleased. I think the Lord is really blessing our effort. We're just getting such wonderful guests. We had Father Stefan. I'm going to share a note from him in just a second. Father Stefan Starzynski and his book on miracles and healing. And then we had Elizabeth Ficicelli, and author of 10 books. And we talked about her latest effort. So, I'm just so happy that we're having continuing good guests visiting us. And today, dear, we're going to be joined.
We're going to have a repeat again.
Yeah, we're going to be joined by Cheryl Dickow, the CEO of Bezalel Books, but we'll get to all that.
Yeah, a lot of good books coming out of that little company.
Well, I have a note here that says, it's from Tyrone Gonsalves, and he wrote, I just heard your homily on the Paul's Men podcast number 81. It was rock, in quotes, rock solid. May the Lord continue to bless you in your ministry. Well, Tyrone, thank you so very much. That is a homily which has caused no little amount of conversation in our parish and among our circle of parishioners and others, as you might guess, because there was a lot of challenge in that one. And if you folks want to know what this is all about, we invite you to go to Bob DiRillo's Paul's Men podcast and listen to episode 81.
And you know what I always say? I think that the ones who give you negative feedback or give you grief about what you preached, that they're probably the ones who needed it.
Well, could be, could be.
Hey, I got a note here from Chick. He was our winner for the vitamin H Vitascrabble. He guessed both the H vitamins, so he got a nice package, and he wanted to thank us for that. And one of the things we sent him was an autographed copy. I haven't had my coffee yet. Copy of Lisa Hindy's Handbook for Catholic Moms book. And he said that his wife, Lauren, is reading it, and maybe she'll let him check it out when she's done. He also wanted to share with us a website called therealpresence.org. So I'm just throwing that out there for anybody who wants to check that out.
Great information there about the Eucharist. It's been a while since I visited and time for me to go back, but you might be aware of therealpresence.org. I mentioned Father Stefan Starzynski and his wonderful book and work in the healing area. And I sent him a little note on St. Philip Neri's day in the church liturgy. And it said, many people wrongly feel that such an attractive and jocular personality as St. Philip's cannot be combined with an intense spirituality. Philip Neri's life, melts our rigid, narrow views of piety. His approach to sanctity was truly Catholic, all-embracing, and accompanied by a good laugh. Philip always wanted his followers to become not less, but more human through striving for holiness. And I said to Father Stefan, may you continue to serve the people of God with warmth, holiness, and humor. Pray for me, dear Father, as I will for you. And he sent a note back, hello, Tom. I bet you can guess that I always have liked St. Philip Neri. He carried two books with him, always a joke book and the Bible. Isn't that neat?
That's neat.
Blessings from Father Stefan.
And since this was his day of memorial, when we went to Mass this morning, the other deacon in our parish preached this morning. And he mentioned about St. Philip's humor.
Well, we have some sort of good news and some bad news. The good news is we're going to be able to do a full podcast, but the bad news is you won't be here for all of it.
I won't, unless we can make some unusual connections.
Yeah, Dee is going to be flying out today. God willing, she'll be in Missouri to help our daughter with some family babysitting and help back there for a week and a half. And I'm going to be a bachelor.
Well, don't look too excited about it.
I'll have our two girls with us.
That's right. You have two four-legged creatures here that will require your attention.
Right. And then that means that I will probably finish the back end of this podcast after we have time with our guest, Cheryl Dickow. And maybe we'll try to reach you by phone to see if you are having a good time in Missouri.
But knowing how hectic it gets in that house back there, there may not be any quiet time for me to talk on the phone.
Well, dear friends, that is the beginning of our show. I'm really hopeful that you'll stay with us for an interesting topic and interview, and I'll be back to set the stage for our guest. You know, there's a wonderful website called CatholicExchange.com. They feature the writings of several good authors, among them Cheryl Dickow. And they also have a homily of the day, and they have a briefing page of the day. From a recent homily of the day, I wish I knew who specifically to credit this to, I share this with you. For about 1,500 years from the time of Moses down to the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans in 70 AD, Jewish worship centered on sacrifices in their temple. There was a special sacrifice for every circumstance, and each one was grounded in a key insight into human nature. For example, every morning began with the Holocaust sacrifice, an unblemished lamb and a loaf of the finest bread were burned on the altar, and a cup of choice wine was poured into the ground. Reminiscent, dear friends, of our daily Mass. Symbolically, the people were giving back to God the essentials they needed to live. In effect, they were saying, "We know it all comes from you, Lord, and we're very grateful." How wise they were. They had other sacrifices as well, sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving, sacrifices for sins and for peace. Each one had its own prescribed ritual and special meaning. But probably the most interesting of all was the sacrifice for unknown sins. The homily of the day continues. That was for, the 26th of May. But I wanted to read that little part to you to share with you how much we owe, in a sense, to the Jewish roots that we celebrate in our Catholic faith. And to help us begin to look at that, I'll be back in just a moment with our guest, Cheryl.
really blessed today on Catholic Vitamins to have a returning visitor and interviewee and friend. Her name is Cheryl Dickow. She is the president and CEO of Bezalel Books. And for those listeners who have been with us a long time, you may remember that Cheryl was with us when we did vitamin B, as in basics, and we spent that visit talking about a book that she had co-authored called All Things Guy. Cheryl, it's a joy once again to have you back on Catholic Vitamins.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the invitation, and it's a joy to be with you as well.
So our vitamin for today is J, and they folks have now heard that that stands for Jewish roots, and we'll get into that as we progress. But because we always have new people joining us and others who might be, have been away for a while, why don't you start by telling us about Cheryl and your growing up years, faith journey, etc.
Okay. I live in the beautiful state of Michigan, always born and raised here, and currently an older woman and married 24 years. We just celebrated 24 years. I have three sons. One just graduated from college, another is still in college, and one in high school. I was baptized Catholic, but not part of a practicing faith in my immediate family. My parents were divorced, and, you know, situation led them to not necessarily practice the faith, although there was a very strong foundation in my grandparents. I have Polish Catholic grandparents on one side and Czechoslovakian Catholic parents on another. But so as a youngster, I actually spent a lot of time in with many of my Jewish friends. I grew up in Southfield, Michigan, which is a predominantly Jewish city. And so as a Catholic and yet not really a practicing Catholic, I was very much drawn to all the traditions of the Jewish faith. And then when I ended up marrying my husband, and he happens to be a deacon's son, the richness of, I guess, you know, the new word is like a, I guess maybe I'm a revert, I'm not sure. But I felt almost like I learned the faith in ways that I had never learned before, because we really did not practice it. And so the connection between me learning the faith and, you know, my experiences as a young teenager and a young adult just truly, I would say, brought me to my knees, understanding the connections and the rich history that we have as practicing Catholics.
Wonderful. Yeah, I would say revert is the word that I would use, maybe not in the sense that some people go through reversion, but I like that whatever happened, it sort of brought you to your knees and a new appreciation of our Catholic faith. That's one of the reasons that we do Catholic Vitamins. We look for ways to help inspire other people. So thank you for joining us today. Give us a thumbnail of Bezalel Books.
Well, Bezalel actually is a Hebrew word, and it means in the shadow of God. And for many years, I taught in a parochial middle school. I taught English and religion. And after many years, I was actually kind of frustrated with the way that I had to rely on things like Scholastic or even Protestant literature for my middle school students. Not that I don't love the Protestant literature, but I was tired of not finding books that upheld things that our faith is all about, like Mary, intercession. You know, there was never a good priest or a deacon in any of the books. So I wanted to have books for Catholic kids that would obviously entertain them. Teaching middle school, I know it's very important to have kids be entertained, but also uphold the faith. And so towards the end of my teaching, I started Bezalel and had a couple books, the first one being a book called The Green Coat by Rosemary McDonn. She was just a teacher, and it's just a phenomenal book. In fact, last summer, I'm not sure if we talked about this, but last summer it was number one on Amazon in historical fiction.
Wow.
So that became my goal, and after a lot of prayer and discernment between my husband and myself, we said, okay, well, I couldn't have one foot teaching and one foot in Bezalel. And so I jumped into Bezalel and I'm still doing the doggy paddle.
Well, before I forget, we have something we're going to talk about at the end of the show that speaks to a sort of continuing relationship between Cheryl and Bezalel Books and Catholic Vitamins. Would you remember or take a to-do item to email me a list of all of the books that you have, and we'll put those in our show notes along with any information you provide about the books, like that one that you mentioned. I don't think we talked about that before, and that sounds great.
Okay, I will do that. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Sure. Well, we sort of have the history of how you got the Bezalel Books started and your background. In some notes that I sent to you, I said that my childhood memory is probably somewhat flawed or just aged. But I remember what seems like nuns in school who didn't emphasize that much positive about the Jews. And if we look at our Jewish roots, some of our looking back may be a little flawed. Would you want to say a word or two about that?
Well, I think that you're right. There was certainly a very strong voice in probably the, you know, last generation that maybe was pointing fingers too much and not grasping really the depth and the appreciation of our Jewish roots, of our Jewish heritage. And so that really, I think, is something that, and I believe we'll end up talking about this in our time together today, that I think that John Paul made a point of trying to overcome that as well. But you're right, that there was some very negative finger-pointing problems that we have had in our journey as Catholics.
Right. And now there's, you know, finger pointing of a different kind and different direction. So we're flawed and broken, although we still remain the Catholic Church, Christ's gift to mankind to help us get to heaven. So I know that Holy Father Benedict has continued sort of the outreach and the respect for our Jewish heritage and Jewish brothers and sisters. What would you begin to introduce us to about recognizing and honoring our Jewish roots?
Well, I think that, as I was saying, you know, John Paul, we know that he went to the Wailing Wall and prayed. This is a very important thing. If he also, you know, in the Catechism, which was his, you know, gift, quite frankly, to Catholics and I believe just to everyone, you know, make sure that the Catechism also honors and recognizes and upholds the Jewish roots. So what I look at between John Paul and Benedict, we have two blessed popes who want us to recognize those Jewish roots while we move ahead. These are two popes who are encouraging us to embrace technology and the internet and evangelize with these new tools. But I think that they purposely and with great love make sure that we're grounded in the faith before we can move forward and embrace these things. So I think it's wonderful how they've done that, where they've just really made sure that we understand where we're coming from, because if we don't understand where we're coming from, we'll have no idea where we're going.
Yeah. I've had some lovely images in my mind about the Jewish faith. And as I read, I've also tried to do some research before our talk today and just try to help support the idea of knowing our Jewish roots. But, you know, some of the images I have are the lovely scenes from Fiddler on the Roof and reading about Mary and Joseph and how they faithfully practiced the Jewish faith. As you help us, begin to help us, and maybe you're going to help listeners of Catholic Vitamins make a journey in knowing more about the Jewish roots, what would you like to get us into today?
I think that it is. It's important for us to understand Matthew chapter 7, 24 to 27. You know that when we, I want us to understand what our how important those roots are, because if we don't, then we basically built our houses on sand, which is what Matthew warns us against doing. So when we, what I want to do is make sure that we understand these roots, because then that allows us to build our Catholic home, our domestic church, our universal church on rock, which is what Matthew is encouraging us to do.
Yeah, there's a quote that I saw in Romans chapter 11, which says, "Do not boast. If you do boast, consider that you do not support the root. The root supports you." So that seems like it's really applicable to what we're trying to convey in our show today.
Absolutely. I mean, that's perfect. And one of the things that when we, if we feel like boasting, when we learn about our Jewish roots, what we learn is everything that we do as Catholics is actually Jewish first. So if you think about things like social justice is a Jewish teaching at its core. We consider it a Catholic teaching, and it's something that we practice, but that's Jewish. That whole idea of you know, wanting to eliminate man-made misery and poverty and human degradation. You know, this isn't, it's Catholic in nature, but where it came from is our Jewish roots. So when St. Paul tells us we ought to be careful and we can't be boastful, these are the things we need to remember. The dignity of the human person, at its core, that's the Jewish teaching. You know, the way we pray, that our prayer life has praise and supplication and thanks, again, that's Jewish teaching. I mean, this could go on and on. So we ought not boast, because everything that we do is rooted in that Jewish faith. You know, humility, repentance, I mean, it all draws back to it. So that's a beautiful way for us to recognize where we stand and why we ought not boast.
Just right in this subject area, I have notes that I, you know, sort of prepared, that social justice is written down. Also, just our liturgy, how much our liturgy depends or stems from, is a better word, our Jewish roots. And then honor and respect for the dead. I mean, there's just so many things that...
Yes, exactly. That, you know, really, unless we start to learn it, we don't really understand how connected we are.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you've done some writing on the subject of Jewish roots. You want to talk about that?
Well, I have a new book out. It's called Our Jewish Roots is the main title, and then the subtitle's a good handful. It's A Catholic Woman's Guide to Fulfillment Today by Connecting with Her Past. And I enjoyed doing it. The beginning of the book is a number of things, just like we've been talking about, understanding how baptism, let's say, is connected to our Jewish faith, how pilgrimages are connected to our Jewish faith, our understanding of angels, good deeds. And then what I do is I go into, I look at 15 different women from the Old and New Testament, all Jewish women, and the kinds of messages that they give us today as Catholic women, and how they uphold our dignity, as we just talked about, and encourage us to really develop a relationship with God and understand what it means to live for Him, and what does it that call upon you as a woman, you know, how does it inspire you and give you strength and so on. So that is my new book, Our Jewish Roots.
Sounds wonderful. How's it doing so far?
Well, you know, it just came out, so I don't have any kind of numbers yet. We did on Facebook, you know, I'm like trying to figure out how in the world to use Facebook. But I put out a kind of a call to a to the world out there, any reviewers or bloggers, and we actually had, you know, all 15 of our copies that we were offering picked up in a day. So, you know, God willing, it will, you know, do well, and it's something I'm very passionate about. So if I can do well and have enjoyed it, that to me is truly a gift from God. So,
amen. You know, this is a side note to sort of as we begin our wrap up, but sometimes I feel that our little effort here is so blessed. Having you come back is an example of that. The things that we're working on, I I just feel that, you know, the All Things Girl book and what resulted from that, the All Things Guy book that we enjoyed being a part of, that book that you talked about, the first one that you published, I've already lost
it. The Green Coat.
Yeah, The Green Coat. I mean, mm-hmm. I just feel like God is really blessing what you're trying to do, and we will keep you, I promise, in our prayers for sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that as Catholics we understand, if you're called to the vocation of marriage, and this is something that's covered in all the books that you mentioned, the All Things Girl books, the All Things Guy book, if you're called to the vocation of marriage, and you know this with your wife, and I've interviewed you and posted that interview, it's how do you also love and support one another in how God is calling. So I think, you know, that my husband supports me as I, you know, now I'm putting in my third year trying to move things along and do this. You realize how important it is, you know, the spouse and the vocation of marriage. And again, that's something that the Catholic Church does a beautiful job explaining, you know, that unity. So I thank you for your prayers. And then I always have to say I am blessed with a husband who is allowing me to try to answer God's call.
Wonderful. You know, as an example of a personal or family practice, I don't know if the linkage is very well connected, but I was thinking about how the Jewish people, when they enter their homes, the more traditional Jews would have the little box at the mm-hmm. door. What do they call that?
It's a mezuzah.
Mezuzah.
And it has the Ten Commandments in it.
Yeah. And we have holy water if we are of that mindset as we enter our homes. I mean, there's just so many things that we could connect.
Mm-hmm.
So in the idea of helping us to grow in knowing our Jewish roots, you and I have sort of a little announcement that we're going to make. You have agreed to become a weekly visitor to Catholic Vitamins. And we're going to concentrate on our Jewish roots. And I think what we've agreed on is that each show, you're going to try to do a minute or two that speaks to some aspect of the Jewish tradition, heritage, and roots. And you'll try to do it in keeping with the vitamin of the day, at least the letter. Is that right?
That's right. So I'll, we'll look at the letter and find something fun and wonderful to share. So it'll be a journey for me as well, because as I said, I love to do research. And so sometimes something will be at the top of my head, but sometimes it might be something that I'll have to find out about. So it'll be a wonderful journey for everyone as we continue to learn about our Jewish roots.
We're really happy and blessed that you're willing to do this. This show today has been Vitamin J, Jewish Roots, and next show is going to be a K vitamin. So I will give you your first assignment. You're off and running with the letter K. I don't know what you're going to do for some of these, but it will be fun. You have any closing thoughts for our listeners today?
You know, I just would encourage everyone, you know, wherever they're at in their own faith journey, to ask the Holy Spirit to help them in their quest to discover the Jewish roots. I believe that if you implore the Holy Spirit to open your eyes and your heart to our faith's history, that you will be beautifully rewarded. You know, just like what you were saying about the mezuzah and the holy water, I mean, there's so many connections, and it just brings a depth to your faith that I believe we will all experience great joy from.
Our guest today on Catholic Vitamins has been Cheryl Dickow, the president and CEO of Bezalel Books, but also the author of her new book, Our Jewish Roots, A Catholic Woman's Guide to Fulfillment Today by Connecting with Her Past. Now, that is a mouthful.
But I want to make sure we know what
yeah.
it's all about.
All right. Well, I'm just so pleased to be connected with that book and with this effort. And we thank you for coming on our show today. And as we've said, we'll pray for you. You'll pray for us. And we will have you as a guest next week, right?
Very good. Okay, I just need a due date.
All right. Cheryl, thanks so very much. God bless.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Sure, great to have Cheryl as our guest, our visitor, our interviewer, and our educator. She is a teacher, isn't she? And our topic with her and for this show has been Catholic vitamin J for Jewish roots. Before I pull a winner from the Vita Scrabble for this week, I want to share a couple that made me smile. Alicia sent in an email taking a guess at vitamin J, and she said, "I'm pretty confident that the second word is rules, R-U-L-E-S, since the only six-letter word I could think of was Joseph. I'm guessing Joseph rules. Am I correct?" Well, you made me smile. And speaking of making me smile, I gave a clue on our Friends of Catholic Vitamins Facebook page. Please go join and get early advisories of things we're doing or early clues for Vita Scrabble. And I put on Facebook, think sort of like St. John's wort. I was trying to give a clue for Jewish roots. And Shelley Henley Kelly sent in a reply that said, "These make me laugh." I guess she means the little clues that we give. "The only thing I can come up with is Joseph Reeps. Quit laughing at me. We'll be listening to see what you really meant by the clue." Well, some others guessed. I have Dee's famous basket. I pull and our winner is Kara, C-A-R-A, C-Bent, something or other at AOL, and we'll get her mailing information, and we'll send her a prize for correctly guessing Jewish roots. We've had some people connect with us on Facebook. Let's see, Joseph Simone, Marilyn Henley, St. Mary's Basilica, oh, that's great, Lucas Caring, Judith Ann Zacher, D connected with Brownfield's Trading Post. That sounds like from back in Estes Park, Colorado. And on Facebook, we had some connects also. Well, speaking of connect, I think the phone is ringing. Let me see who it is.
Well, our next guest on Catholic Vitamins is that one that they say is the deacon's lovely wife. It's D. Hello, D.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
this is unusual.
Yeah, this is different. So why don't you tell people where you are?
Well, I am in the hot, humid Midwest. I'm in Springfield, Missouri.
Ah.
Or close by.
And how's it going there?
It's going well. I am doing some child care coverage for our daughter. And it's keeping me on my toes.
How do you sleep?
It's not only three kids, it's two dogs also.
Sure, sure. So are you sleeping well?
I am sleeping well, yes.
Good, good. So what have you done today?
Today was getting up, being with the kids for a couple of hours, and then getting them harnessed into the car. I say harnessed, I mean just rounding them up and getting them in the car and taking them to the dentist. All three of them had teeth cleaning today.
Oh.
So I had to sit there while three people got their teeth cleaned. And after that, one of the kids, for those who don't know, one of the grandchildren is 15 years old, a boy. And he likes coffee, believe it or not.
I do.
So after dentist, we'd stopped at Starbucks, and he and I got a coffee drink. And then we came home, and I fixed him lunch, and then we had another couple hours to kill around here, around the house, and so we played games and watched a movie, and then had to load them up again and head off to pick up our daughter at work, because I had had the car all day. And after picking her up, we went to the ball field where a seven-year-old had a ball game. And I have to tell you, this little team of six, seven, and eight-year-olds are pretty darn good. I was very impressed. They won their game by buku points.
I hate to brag about our grandkids, but I'm going to brag about Holden. He's an awesome, awesome sports young man.
Holden, yes, Holden has been involved in sports since he was probably like 4 years old or three or 4 years old. And every sport that he has been involved in, and he's done basketball, he's done soccer, he's doing, you know, he's doing the little league baseball now. He just excels in all of them. He just seems to be a natural sports guy.
And just since we're bragging, we can also brag about the older one, the 15-year-old Brody is his name. He's a powerful, good student, isn't he?
He is. He is. He just, before I arrived here, they had had an award ceremony at the high school, and he got an award for being really high up there with his grade point average. And he's had almost perfect attendance his entire school life.
Yeah, I think he was just sick this year for a day or two, and it really bothered him. He really wanted to keep up perfect attendance.
Yeah. Oh, I had a first tonight.
Oh?
When we picked up our daughter at work, when I went to pick her up, she said he could drive. He's got his driver's permit. And she said he could drive from her office to the restaurant, or no, to the ballpark where we were going to watch the ball game. And then after the ball game, he drove from the ballpark to a restaurant where we were going to eat. So that was my first time being in the car with him driving. He did really good.
Great, great. Well, we'll move along and not bore people with our wonderful grandchildren. any other news from Missouri before I tell you a little bit about my day?
No, other than, as I mentioned, it is hot and humid.
Mm-hmm.
You know how well I do in that.
You don't do well at all. You know,
so I'm either outside wilting or I'm inside shivering because the air conditioning is on so cold.
We'll share this one quick story with our listeners to Catholic Vitamins. We often go in January because our daughter Mary has a business conference that she attends every year. It's about the same time every year. And was it two Januaries ago that they had that?
Two or three, yeah.
Where they had that horrendous ice storm?
Yes, right after we arrived.
And we lost power in the house. They had a fireplace, and we started a fire in the fireplace. No electricity is what I mean by no power. And
right.
We cooked.
The power was out for hours and hours.
Yeah, we cooked hot dogs over the fireplace fire and
marshmallows.
Kids thought it was fun. Well, as I begin to wrap up, I'll just tell you that I had a wonderful interview with Cheryl Dickow today, and that's ready to go.
I will be anxious to hear that, since I wasn't there to hear it in person.
Sure. That by the time folks are hearing you and I bantering back and forth, we may already have played the interview.
Sure.
We broke the news about Cheryl becoming a weekly contributor to Catholic Vitamins, and her segment is going to be called Our Jewish Roots. And every week, she's going to try to contribute something to spotlight our Jewish roots in the Catholic faith, and she's going to honor our little tradition of using a vitamin letter like K next time. So that's kind of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. And I was at Mass this morning and remembered you at Mass. I was at Pro-Life Adoration from noon until 1 o'clock. Went back over for evening prayer with the members of the church, and then I helped Father do benediction. Other than that, I've been working here in the office a lot, and I'm going to be out moving tomorrow. So I've been good while you're gone.
Oh, I hope so.
This is a small town, hard to be anything but, huh?
Well, of course, you have two four-legged creatures there to demand your attention to.
Right, right. Well, dear, thank you for checking in with Catholic Vitamins, and I don't know if we'll ever get to do this again, but it's so nice to have you joining us this way.
Well, this is different, and it's fun. I'm sorry that I won't be there to do the usual lineup at the end, the feedback and all that, but you'll just have to wing that on your own.
Yeah, it probably won't be as good without you, but we'll look forward to your return in about a week, okay?
Right.
God bless. I love you.
Love you, too.
Well, I was glad to be able to check in with Dee and let you listeners know what she's up to. Speaking of up to, we're up to quite a few entries in our boxed Father Stefan's book giveaway. The book is called Miracles, Healing for a Broken World. It's a wonderful book. I took it out for a bite to eat earlier and was looking through it. Some wonderful stories, just wonderful. So we've got a few more days on that giveaway. If you'll send an email to catholicvitamins@gmail.com or call our feedback number 206-350-3789. Father Stefan and his publisher have graciously given us a copy, an extra copy of the book. And if we pull your name, we'll send that to you. Now, speaking of that, Cheryl Dickow, the author of the book that we talked to just a while ago, her book is called Our Jewish Roots, A Catholic Woman's Guide to Fulfillment Today by Connecting with Her Past, has offered us a copy of her book. And so we're going to start another little box or basket. And all you have to do is call our feedback number or send an email with Jewish Roots. Leave information about how we can get back in touch with you, and we'll put your contact information in a basket, and we'll be happy to pull a winner for that book. So two giveaways going currently. Enter as many times as you like, please. Now, let me see, what else do I have? Oh, I wanted to tell you that I've added a new entry to the Father O'Doherty audio files that we're building up on Catholic Vitamins. If you don't know what that's about, we had an Irish pastor friend back in Ocala, Florida. We're still in contact with him, and people in his parish are making his homilies and teachings available to us. And I've just posted the third of his talks on a Franciscan Day of Recollection that he did some time ago. This third talk is called St. Francis, the Cave Dweller. And I listened to the beginning of it. Father Pat said that he met a woman. This is him talking. He met a woman with seven devils. He offered to pray over her and get rid of the seven devils. And she said, please leave one. You'd have to know Father O'Doherty. And I just invite you, please, go to www.catholicvitamins.com. Click on the link for Father O'Doherty's page. And listen to some of the wonderful homilies and teachings. They're free. And we thank Father O'Doherty and his parish team for making those available for us. Well, let's see. Oh, we have to do Vita Scrabble for our next show. Now, this is an unusual word. It's a Greek word. It is. It starts with a K, ends in S. And it has six letters. And about midweek, I'll post a clue, a helpful clue, for this next vitamin. Once again, starts with K,
ends in S, and there are a total of 6 letters, and it has to do with God. So, that's all of the clue I can give you for this show. I want to thank you for putting up with sort of my in-and-out voice and some of the straining that I've been doing, but I've enjoyed being with you. And I really want to thank Cheryl Dickow for joining Catholic Vitamins for today's interview and for joining us for our Jewish Roots segment each and every upcoming show. For now, you are in our prayers. We thank you so much for listening. God bless.
From A to Z, Catholic Vitamins. Don't enter the race without them. See you next time.
This is Deacon Tom. Blessings.